Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, Alley, A-L-L-E-Y. Chief complaint, neck pain, arm pain, lightheadedness, dizziness, congestion. I can't stand up without getting dizzy. Long-standing hypertension, history of. Our patient is a 37-year-old gentleman with hypertension, anxiety, currently taking lisinopril, Buspar, and fluoxetine. Period. In the paragraph, social, he's married. He has two children, 15 and 18, two girls. He does drink very little. He does smoke, but half a pack a day. He did have elevated liver function tests last year, but this year they had come back to normal. He had blood work done recently. Care physician, medical problems, hypertension, anxiety, surgery, none. Social, as above, allergy, none, and drug allergy, review of system. He does have long-standing hypertension, headache, dizziness, arm pain, leg pain, feeling sick to his stomach, family history of stroke, frequent urination at night, and swelling in his neck. COVID immunization, none. Family history, blood pressure issues, hypertension, both hypertension and stroke. On exam, is 141 pounds, no significant change in his weight, 100%, 98, 16, 80, 141 over 80. Heart pauses, full pauses, the lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, TM is a red, posterior pharynx is red, in front, logical, non-focus, neutral, direct. Patient did finish a course of ZPAC recently, less than 7 days ago, but because of the symptoms, he decided to come for evaluation today. Assessment, positive serous otitis media noted. Assessment, there's definitely evidence of serous otitis media, which could be causing his symptoms, number one. Number two, we'll treat with Rocephin, a gram, Decadron, 10 milligram. Number three, add Flonase. Number four, lots of liquid. Number five, because of vertigo, and most likely benign position of vertigo, we'll get an ultrasound of his carotid, which was done today and was within normal limits. If this continues, the CT is in order. There's no neurological symptoms making me want to get a CT right now. As far as his leg pain and arm pain is concerned, all related to current viremia. No evidence of DVT or PVD noted. Next number, frequent urination. No evidence of BPH. He does drink a lot of fluids at night. Next number's blood work is up to date. Next number is swelling in the neck, most likely related to lymphadenopathy. Next number is because of his long-standing hypertension. We looked at his aorta to make sure there was no evidence of AAA. None was found. Next number is anxiety controlled with fluoxetine and Buspar. Next number is not suicidal. Next number, we looked at his heart because of palpitation. His heart is totally within normal limits with no valvular disturbances or other issues noted. Next number, reevaluate condition in 3 to 5 days. Next time we get a copy of his blood work for the chart. Thank you.